Good morning. I'm Cindy Talley, and Luke Clayton, the old hunter, is on the line with me. Luke, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Cindy, and Happy New Year to you and all of our listeners.
Oh, Happy New Year to you. Speaking of New Year's, that has been on my mind for the past few days, and spending more time outdoors is on my list of resolutions this year. And I'm wondering if you could kind of give me ideas about how to spend more time in the outdoors in the spring and summer, fall and winter, that maybe I haven't thought of.
Cindy, I could probably spend an hour running because
I bet you could.
I probably could. My life is a seasonal thing. I enjoy hunting and fishing throughout the year. Right now, dead of winter, we talked about hog hunting last week. Prime time to go hog hunting. Predator hunting is the time you hunt predators. Some people hunt them all year round, but cow, fox, you know, now's the time to get an electronic collar or good double reed mouth collar, whatever, and call up some coyotes. It's very exciting, and we have to control their numbers. That's just the way the setup, the scheme of things is now. So that's a good sport. The white bass run is just around the corner, and that's when the white bass, some people call them sand bass, but the white bass leave the reservoirs and run up the streams to spawn. That's going to be happening probably by the, depending on where you are, north to south, that'll be going on the end of January, end of February, and that's a lot of fun. The stripers, lakes like up in Oklahoma, Texas border, Lake Texoma, the stripers will be spawning at that time. By March, the crappie spawn will be underway. The crappie will start moving into the shallows to spawn. So that's a lot of fun, and it's a good time to put crappie fillets in the freezer. They're excellent eating. March, that's when I break out the turkey calls. You know, I usually use an old box call, but there's a diaphragm call and a friction call, all kind of different calls, a slate call. But start sharpening up a few turkey calls and getting ready for turkey season, which is April. So that's something. Getting ready for all this stuff, Cindy, is almost as much fun to me as doing it.
What about summer?
Well, when we move into summer, the catfish, that's when fishing breaks loose. The white bass are through with their spawning run. The stripers are. They're back in the main lake, the big body of water. Fishing is good for whatever. May, June is primo fishing. The weather's good. That's when most people like to. People that fish two or three times a year, that's when they go fishing. The black bass spawn will have wrapped up, but I didn't mention black bass. They spawn in March and April, so. And by the time it gets warm, it's time to drop some stink bait or cut bait down for catfish, channel catfish, throughout the summer. Night fishing becomes popular in the summertime to beat the heat. Get out there and under a bridge and tie up and fish with minnows. A lot to do in the summertime, and then the seasonal, before long, you'll start hearing those first migrating geese come over. The cycle is about to renew itself. It's going to kick back in. Time to start sharpening up with that bow. Get your skills perfected with your bow. Get ready for bow season, Cindy. And then you've got your waterfowl, you know, duck and goose season in the fall. And, of course, we can hunt hogs anytime. But you kind of give you a quick rendition of my life and the things that I do throughout the year. Now, like I say, we could talk 2 hours and go into great detail, but that's pretty much a rundown.
Well, thank you, Luke. I guess we can't say there's nothing to do outside.
There's something to do outside. There's plenty to do out, Cindy. You just have to get out of that rocking chair and get out there and get with it,
Yes. All right. Well, Happy New Year to you all, and I hope that you take the opportunity to enjoy the great outdoors. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you. I enjoyed being with you and all of our listeners.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, American Hunting Lease Association, AHuntingLease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, TexasMotorCars.com. Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, lights.com. New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.